Andrew Bentley, a Chicago writer, comedian, heavy metal enthusiast.
What I have is not so much a story. I didn't prepare anything. But I figured this would be a good opportunity, being a comic book store. I assume a lot of people here are comic book enthusiasts. That seems like a fairly safe bet. I am not, Jenna. I mean, I've read Watchmen and I guess some of the other basics, a couple of like Batman comics and everything. But I've never been a comic book person. Very recently, my roommate Sawyer, who is very much a comic book person, convinced me to read Identity Crisis, a DC trade paperback, is that? Where they put a bunch of the comics together in one book. Okay. and I enjoyed it. I did. But there was one part in particular I could not get over. And I tried to rant to my roommate about it afterwards, and he didn't want to hear about it. So maybe people here can help me understand. And that has to do with the character Firestorm. Does anyone know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay, like, I really don't know how prevalent he is. Or was, because he dies in this.
Spoiler alert!
There's probably going to be a lot of those. He looks kind of ridiculous. He's got flames literally shooting out the top of his head. And my understanding of him is that he's effectively a nuclear reactor. Like, inside him is a nuclear reactor. Is that fairly accurate? Okay. And in this comic, about halfway through, they're going around, they're looking for this killer, they're interrogating people. Halfway through, he gets stabbed in the chest and starts leaking and realizes he's going to explode, so he flies up in the air and explodes, just in the lower atmosphere. And nobody mentions this for the rest of the comic. At all. Like, I was sitting back there doing research to make sure I wasn't going to put my foot in my mouth. The detonating fissile material in the lower atmosphere would be ruinous to the northern hemisphere. And I even checked, and a nuclear reactor apparently puts out more radiation, a worse radiation, than an actual nuclear bomb. So this incident that just occurs over the course of a couple pages as like a C story to everything else is far worse than what they're trying to stop in most comics. And everyone's just sort of okay with it. Like, and my question, how is this guy even allowed to be a superhero? Because he can be pierced by a sword, and when he is pierced by a sharp object, he ruins the environment of America. And I was hoping someone might be able to correct me or offer some insight, because even more than that, I'll try not to spoil anything else. Identity Crisis focuses on the idea that someone very special to the Justice League has been killed. They're trying to find the killer. And they go over it over and over again, like, oh, she was like one of us, you know, we have to, you know, find this guy. This is like the most important thing. Firestorm was literally one of them. Throughout the comic, there are pictures of him, like, in the Justice League, standing next to, like, Martian Manhunter and Green Lantern. And no one gives a shit. Whatsoever. Am I off base? Like I said, I don't read a lot of comic books. Does anyone have anything to add to that? Or, like, am I right in being outraged about this?
It only gets worse.
Dare I ask? Like,
oh, no, it's just that then it goes into the 52 and I'm not...
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. So I'm right to just steer clear of that entire vein of this.
I mean, I think if you want the real answer, they did Firestorm's funeral in the Firestorm comic.
but...
Which seems, I guess, appropriate.
By the way, these feelings make you a comic book enthusiast now.
I said too much. All right. All right, well, thank you very much.
I think we just witnessed a transformation of you.